Welcome to today's In Touch with South Central Iowa. I'm Tyler Crabb. On today's program, we're joined by Lucas Van Wyk discussing the addition of the Deslagerswinkel Parade Float, the newest Tulip Time Parade Float created through a donation by his father Donald and the Van Wyk family, and we're also joined by Jim Dean to discuss the dedication of the Weinberg Dean Trolley Station, which was named in honor of he and his family. We start with our conversation with Lucas Van Wyk.
Here with Lucas Van Wyk after the christening of the newest float here for Pella Historical Museums as part of the Tulip Time festivities. Lucas, this is a very unique float. Why don't you tell us a little bit just about how this all came to be to add another float to the stable?
Well, this is kind of in the honor of my dad. He worked at the Historical Village in maintenance and always wanted a new float in the parade. Well, when he passed away a couple years ago, he had some money set aside to donate to the Historical Society to create a new float. So my mom put me in charge of helping design and make his wish come true. So we've had a lot of different people with Historical Society together to make this come together, and they have done a fabulous job.
When we talk about this float, it's a beautiful float too, and it's got some unique features too as well. And you mentioned being a part of helping design this float as well. Take us through a little bit of that design work to be able to get to this finished product.
I had kind of a vision of a old smokehouse and a butcher block table, and I basically gave them that kind of idea. We sat down with an artist to get some rough drawings to kind of bring my thoughts on paper, and then after that everybody kind of made some input to kind of bring it to what it is right now.
And I got to talk too, because it's got probably one of the more unique features. I mean, there's some floats that have some unique features, but you know, it was really unique firing up firing this thing up and seeing the actual smoke as part of the smokehouse concept there as well. Take us through how you're able to make that work and make it sustainable with a moving float as well.
Well, I got to give all the credit to the guys that worked on it. I didn't really have too much of a part. I kind of had an idea of they could do some kind of smoke generator was an idea I had, but they went above and beyond it. It looks great. It even has a campfire scent to it. So if the crowd gets a whiff of the smoke, it will actually smell like a smokehouse.
That is very neat. Lucas, appreciate it. And, you know, congratulations on having the newest float now.
Well, thank you.
At the Tulip Time festivities.
So thank you very much, and thanks to everybody that put in a lot of work on this. It's very much appreciated.
Once again, that was Lucas Van Wyk discussing the addition of the Deslagerswinkel Parade Float, the newest Tulip Time Parade Float, created through a donation by his father Donald and the Van Wyk family. We now talk with Jim Dean, who discusses the dedication of the Weinberg Dean Trolley Station, which was named in honor of he and his family.
So, Jim, the naming of the new trolley station here, I know that you kind of talked about the history that goes into this and your history that goes into an event like this. And just talk about what the feeling is to see the Weinberg Dean Trolley Station officially named.
Well, originally when I saw that in a rendition of what the trolley station was going to look like, I thought maybe Jessica was kind of pulling my leg. And then I had to call her. She said, no, that's what the Historical Society has done. And I was virtually in tears when I saw that, because the legacy of my ancestors here and my mother here, and Meryl and I lived here for 27 years. So we've got a special place in our heart for Ella.
And it and something like this doesn't just happen by accident, right? There's a lot of hard work that goes
right
into this process. If you could just take us a little bit behind the scenes of making this possible.
Well, it was a point, like I said, I originally wanted to buy a building on the square. I thought that'd be really cool to own a building here. And then it got to be the point Bob Zostra called me and said, well, we got this project. Are you interested in it? And I thought, sure. You know, and I thought that maybe there'd be a poster or a plaque about my family's history in Pella. And then when Jesse sent me the rendition and there was a Weinberg Dean name, it was just, like I said, I was in tears.
Once again, that was Jim Dean discussing the dedication of the Weinberg Dean Trolley Station, which was named in honor of he and his family, and also our conversation earlier with Lucas Van Wyk discussing the addition of the new Deslagerswinkel Parade Float, the newest Tulip Time Parade Float created through a donation by his father Donald and the Van Wyk family. That concludes today's In Touch with South Central Iowa. You can find this interview through podcasts online at kniakrls.com or Google, Apple, and Spotify.